everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of July 8th through 14th, 2013. A bit of clarity this week, as the ISU specified some more rules for this year's Grand Prix, and some of the biggest names released their music. The biggest thing contained in the ISU's Grand Prix general announcement is the qualification rules. The good news is that there are technical minimums as well as total minimums, and competitors can qualify with either of them. The tech minimums are loosely based off the same 3/5 rule as the total minimums, and are 22.11 and 44.85 for the ladies, 31.62 and 53.54 for the men, 20 and 36 even for the pairs, and 22.98 and 32.19 for the ice dance. This means Brittany Simpson and Matthew Blackmer, the only initial entry who weren't qualified, now are. The bad news is that they can't have earned them at any old international. They must have either been earned last season at an ISU championship, senior or junior Grand Prix, the World Team Trophy, or one of 5 select senior Bs, the International Classic in Salt Lake, the Nebelhorn Trophy, the Andrei Shinopalo Memorial, the Finlandia Trophy, or the Cup of Nice, or must be earned at one of those 5 competitions this year. And furthermore, to earn it at the Bs, the skaters must skate in front of a technical panel with the proper qualifications, which means the only B competition last year where it will count for all 4 disciplines is Nebelhorn. And the only other competition that can produce ice dance qualifiers is the Cup of Nice. The other 4 will only qualify single skaters, and similarly, skaters being able to qualify at this year's Bs will be contingent on that panel being qualified. On the other hand, couples not previously on the season's best list who appear at the 5 selected senior Bs this fall and get the tech minimums no longer need to win to get on the alternates list. They just need to get the minimums. Host invites will not be required to meet these standards, though it is strongly encouraged that they do so. Other than that, the biggest change they've made is regulated performances by skaters who didn't participate in the competition in the gala. Each event can include 2 such numbers, though they can't close the exhibition, the winners must skate last, and have to be approved by either Cinquante himself or the Vice President Figure Skating. Among those to announce their programs was Daisuke Takahashi, or at least he's announcing the ones not done by Nikolai Morozov. His Kenji Miyamoto short is to deaf composer Mamoru Samurakohi's Sonatina for Violin, and his Laura Nickel Free is to a medley of Beatles-based music with a general theme about love, including their record producer George Martin's Friends and Lovers from the Beatles cover album In My Life. He's not the only one this week specifying his programs by artist, but not by exact song. In a long blog entry, Mai and Alex Shibutani did the same for both their programs, which they said were both decided on before Worlds, with them wanting to do a Michael Jackson free dance for far longer. Their Finn Steppen Foxtrot short is to a Michael Bublé medley, and the songs are chosen, with them saying, lyrics from the songs have special meaning to the both of us, but they still don't say which ones. They do go into a few more details about which Michael Jackson songs they're using for their free, but there they haven't completely settled on the exact medley yet because they really want to get it right when they do. It will probably open, however, with Want to Be Starting Something, also feature Thriller, and also, to have a contrast in tone, will include a version of Ben, originally recorded by Japanese Quartet 1966, whom the Shibutanis then got in contact with and who have now agreed to record a new version specifically for the Shibutanis' use. They're also working with Travis Payne and Stacey Walker, who handled the background dancers for Jackson's tours, and the program will be cut with the aid of Mike McKnight, who was the music director for them. Natalie Peixon and Fabian Borza, meanwhile, have already talked about their free, but this week they talked about their short dance in a similar manner, saying it combines the Finn step with Foxtrot and Charleston, is Bob Fosse themed, and includes Sing Sing Sing. Takehiko Kazuka went a step further with his short program. He debuted it this week at Prince Ice World, landing quad and triple axel in the process. It is to cool jazz composer Dave Brubeck's Unsquare Dance. Caitlin Osmond's programs revealed in a video of her visiting her costumer. She's wearing black for the short and white for the free. The former is to Sweet Charity, and in the latter, she portrays the story of Cleopatra. Information about Lena Radianova's programs, meanwhile, comes from a couple of sources. From the Japanese magazine World Figure Skating comes the news that she, like countryman Artur Gajinski, is using Dario Marinelli's score from the new Anna Karenina, in this case for her short. In an interview, she describes her free as a Latin one. Takahashi, too, is not the only one skating his free to a Beatles medley. So is Richard Dornbusch, who also announced this week. Though he says of it, it's very subtle in the beginning, people won't really know what the music is, and the further it goes, it becomes more and more clear that it's the Beatles. It starts slow, then speeds up through the footwork, and then there's a slow part to a John Lennon piece, and then the ending picks up again. For a short, he's going back further, skating to Sons of Italy, which Kurt Browning skated as long to back in 1991. He describes his goals as lofty, including the Olympics, of course, is experimenting with a quad salchow, and intends to start a season at Glacier Falls, with possibly an appearance at Golden West and hopefully a senior B assignment. He's not the the only one stealing Browning's old music either. Paige Lamborza's former training mates Daniel O'Brien and Gregory Merriman, an interview in which they recall being unable to qualify for the Olympics last time around due to the worst time attack ever of pericarditis, or inflammation of the sac surrounding the heart, and their various other travails, also talked about the programs in which they'll try to make it onto the ice at Nebelhorn this time around. They too will combine their finstep with Foxtot and Charleston and send it all to the Cotton Club. They will keep their circus free from last year in reworked form. Still not revealing their music are Tatiana Volzhozhar and Maxim Trenkov, with him in an interview this week saying he will admit their music will be music often used, but they think they can make a new spin on it, especially as a Paris team. Part of the reason they aren't talking yet is Moser apparently isn't completely approving of this, but some of the officials who have seen the programs like them. He also created some murmuring by claiming the skaters aren't treated well when they skate in Chinese shows. He was more impressed by the Koreans. They want to start their season at Nebelhorn, and he talks as if it'll be their last, since he also says he's thinking after they compete in Sochi, they'll set up a school there. Two other Russian pairs, on the other hand, debuted new programs this week at the masterclass given by Tamara Mosfina in St. Petersburg. She brought Yuka Kawaguchi and again dark-haired Alexander Smirnov with her, and Oleg Vasilyev was also there, even partnering his old coach so she could demonstrate moves on ice, and brought Katerina Garibolt and Alexander Enbert with him. A couple other coaches with students also showed up. Mosfina also talked about her student's new short, which starts with Asian music and ends in Russian music to tell Kawaguchi's story. They made three attempts at a throw quad, but weren't able to land it clean. Garibolt and Enbert were cleaner, if only because they made no such attempts. Another top coach, Yao Bin, is back at the rink. He was discharged from the hospital last month after having spine surgery he'd needed for years, and he's still walking around in a neck brace and can only work for part of the day, but he's already busy tweaking Qingpeng and Jian Tong's free. Others were debuting their programs in competition, especially at the LA Open, where among the senior ladies, Courtney Hicks initially stole the show, pulling off a triple flip triple toe if putting her hand down on the axle in the short. While Leia Kaiser in that segment failed to fully rotate her triple toe and popped her loop, she came back strong in her Scheherazade free to ultimately win. A Scheherazade free also served men's winner Satoru Amaro well, though he won on the strength of his short, as second place Vincent Chow beat him by about a point and a half in the free. The overall totals were 200.88 to 196.34. Though perhaps more attention was on Nathan Chen in the juniors, who shone with a great Vivaldi short and along with an extremely black-loaded second half. A single senior pair, Jessica Catlang and Zach Sidhu, skated an exhibition scoring 121.48, and a single junior pair, Chelsea Liu and Devin Perini, did likewise. Skate Milwaukee in Wisconsin didn't have quite as many stars, but it did have Gracie Gold. Not in the short, she sat that segment out, leaving Sister Carly with her Carmen short to win that segment by 8 points. But in the free, she showed up with a triple-edged triple-toe that wasn't quite perfect, but still very good, and a stunning open section. In the second half, she cut her hand and was focusing on her sometimes very intricate choreography, and deliberately did doubles in a single axel, but she still scored 113.96, which, as Carly noted, was higher than her two scores combined. Skate Milwaukee also saw an appearance by Lindsay Davis and Rockne Brubaker in the short program. They had falls from her on both jumps and from him at the beginning of the footwork, and totaled 41.87. While they debuted, other American pairs are nursing their injuries. In Colorado Springs, word is two of them had to have surgery, Chris Kanirim after breaking one of the bones in his ankle, and Brittany Simpson to tighten things in her shoulder. Simpson is now rehabbing, while Kanirim apparently is further recovered. He will still be off the ice for 4 weeks, though he'll be working on his upper body strength in the meantime, and both are expected to be ready in time for the season without any trouble. And meanwhile, from Chicago, Brubaker's last partner, Mary Beth Marley, gave an interview with The Skating Lesson, talking for the first time about why she quit last summer. The pressure and the need she felt to be perfect took a strain on her mental health, and she already had an eating disorder, which stemmed from her childhood, but in that situation got worse, which she kept secret, but it took a toll on her skating, until finally she acknowledged she had a problem, at which point she quit. She did say that though she was weighed, she never felt pressure from anyone else to lose weight, because she was already small, and that she and Brubaker got along well enough, and he didn't behave in any way that increased the pressure. It actually got still worse after she quit, when she thought leaving skating would make it go away, and then it didn't, until she finally got serious help, though she says, "I can't be in a better place right now." She still had trouble talking about her problems during the interview, and admit she's still working on it. She no longer blames skating for what happened to her, but in fact, a month ago, she returned to the ice and has even gotten her double axel back, and credits her current coach, Mary Alice Entensteiner, in playing a big part of her recovery. She is coaching herself and has taken to it. She would even like to compete again when she might be emotionally ready for it. But the idea of two more skaters coming out of retirement took another twist this week. Although we heard nothing out of either Marina Anissina or Gwendolyn Pézara themselves, French media has now claimed two rival channels, TF1 and M6, are trying to release rival Skating with Celebrities type shows. This has been reported about TF1 before, but M6 apparently is doing their own as an attempt to undercut them, and this is new. While names things are not entirely reliable, if only because Philippe Candelero and Surya Bonaly have been linked to both projects, Pesera is also linked to M6's show, along with Sarah Abitbol. We'll have to wait to see if there's any truth to this or how it'll pan out. There was actually a moment of alarm this week among Paris and Ice Dance skaters when Ice Partner Search was briefly suspended, though thankfully it has come back online. Meanwhile, Facebook ended up getting the credit for hooking two more skaters together, with newly formed Paris team Amani Fancy and Christopher Boyaji giving an interview published this week. She has been a British singles skater and he a French Paris skater, but now she switched disciplines and he's switching countries, having not competed since 2012 Junior Worlds, after which he split from his last partner, and he contacted her then, but she wasn't willing to skate Paris until now. They'll be representing Great Britain simply because she competed last year and he didn't. There was some worry about getting his release, but he got it last week, and now they have hopes of making it to Europeans and maybe eventually to the 2018 Olympics. They've been at it a month now, together in Oberstdorf, have the lifts, a throw salchow, a double twist, and an adversarial relationship with the death spiral. The short is to Aaron Nuez, and their free is half done. The two of them then made their debut together Saturday in Oberstdorf at the first of two performances being done this year of Musicals on Ice, the other taking place in August. Other highlights of that show included Carolina Kostner portraying 19th century Austrian Empress Elizabeth in two songs from Germany's most successful ever musical, with a costume change and help from Alex Gaji, a number for which she was requested to do an encore, her also portraying Sally Bowles to Mein Herr from Cabaret with help from Matej Novak, Nelly Shiganshina as Eva Peron, accompanied only by an aerial harness for You Must Love Me, and during the second half of her Vita program, even when a bunch of other dancers came out, she spurned Gazi for fellow Russian Alexander Sinisin, and Thomas Werner portraying Carmen, complete with a wig he lost for the dumps, a fan he didn't, and Anton Kovaleski as the bullfighter. They too ended up doing an encore, as did Shiganshina. But going for the biggest audience, back in November, though this was shown on TV this Tuesday, were six show skaters, including Kim Navarro and Brent Bementry, Adagio skaters Tosha Hanford and Chris Trefill, and aerialists Joelle Deere and Angela Kim. Dubbing themselves Aerial Ice, this sextet practiced a skating routine to Crayola's Alive, involving aerial silks for Deere and Kim and headbanging for the other four, and performed it on a synthetic sheet of ice at LA auditions for the 8th season of NBC reality competition America's Got Talent. They got a standing ovation and were enthusiastically and unanimously approved by the judges to move on to the next part of the competition in Las Vegas, which airs next week. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.